All right, folks, an EKN Paddock Insider here with the pole sitter in the DD2 category, Danny Formal for Team USA. Daniel, what a great run for you. Obviously, the level of competition here is very, very stout. You're comfortable with the racetrack, obviously. You're comfortable with your race car, that's for sure. Talk about that qualifying run. You even had one of your faster laps probably balked up by a slower car. Man, you look good.
Yeah, I can't say anything bad about today. Everything was great. First practice today, we were P1. Second practice, we did a couple changes. You know, we have to try. We haven't tried really anything on the chassis. Chassis felt great, but, you know, you always have to try to find a little bit more everywhere else, and it didn't work. We got P4 in the second practice. We just went back to the same setup we had in the morning. And I went on the first corner, leaving the pits. You have to turn right and then immediately a left, and I felt the vibration of my right front tire. I didn't think anything of it. You know, it's a brand new tire. It could just be a little bit squared. And I went back straight away. Perfect. Came to the right-hander and the left-hander, and I felt a humongous vibration. I thought the mechanic left the tire loose. So I actually, inside my head, was thinking, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to do a flying lap. My tire's going to fall off. I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And I saw the times, and they were good. My first lap was 54.3. My second lap was 54.2. And my third lap was 54.0, so I knew I could definitely push and get the pole. But you said my fast lap was taken away by a slow car. I think I got green-purple sectors in sector 2 and 1. And when I got his draft at the end of the straightaway, he stopped the middle of the straightaway and let me by. And I went back to the same time I did before, but I definitely think I could have gone faster. And with the vibration, we found out what it is. I think we fixed it for tomorrow. I think we could go even faster, so I'm super excited. I qualified pole in the best race, the best DD2 drivers of the world. I beat them all, and I'm so thankful for my dad and everybody here helping me.
All in all, the car's fast by itself. You think it's going to be a good car to race with as well?
Yeah, I think so. I did a couple 54.0s by myself out there. I think not a lot of people right now could do that. I think the cart's great, the speed's great, the chassis really fits me. And this track, since Pan Am, has fit me great. And I can't wait to race tomorrow.
You know, that's coming up tomorrow. A couple of heat races. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Rob.
There he is, folks. Danny Formal getting it done here right now. And DD2 puts his car on the pole position, part of three poles for Team USA.